Welcome to Value Research Podcast. You're listening to our explainer series, wherein we tell you all about one saving or investment avenue in each episode to help you decide if you should invest in it. So today we'll talk about the sovereign gold bonds. What are they? How can you buy them? And who should invest in them? But before we go there, let's tell you why they were introduced in the first place. So, it's a fact that Indians are generally crazy about gold. While generally income growth drives gold demand, India's relationship with the yellow metal goes beyond income growth.
25,000 tons of gold is what is held by Indians. The biggest central bank owning gold is the Federal Reserve, and they hold about 8,500 tons. Indian household holdings ownership of gold is nearly three times of that. Why they like gold is it is the oldest store of value. People can relate to it. It has existed long before the modern financial system came into being. One can be owner of gold without much of a hassle. You don't have to do your KYC. You don't have to go for any documentation. And its value is realizable. In any form you have gold, you can lend it, you can mortgage it, you can sell it anytime. So if we look at it from all these dimensions, there is every reason why gold has not lost its relevance. And in worst of times, it actually comes to life.
India is the largest importer of gold. Not just that. According to the World Gold Council, the RBI is among the top five central banks buying gold. In the financial year 2023, the RBI bought 34.22 tons of gold. But the government doesn't want us to buy physical gold because that increases the country's reliability on the import of gold. So, in 2015, the Government of India introduced the Gold Monetization Scheme and Sovereign Gold Bonds. Gold Monetization Scheme was aimed to mobilize gold held by Indian households and facilitate its use for productive purposes in order to reduce the country's reliance on gold imports. But this scheme didn't really catch up, whereas Sovereign Gold Bonds created a market for themselves. According to the data released by the Reserve Bank of India, the first tranche of sovereign gold bonds in financial year 2024, issued in June 2023, saw the most subscriptions for any tranche to date. Now let's understand what exactly are sovereign gold bonds. SGBs are government securities issued by the Reserve Bank of India. They are linked to the price of physical gold and provide a safer alternative by eliminating the risks and costs of storage. They are also free from issues like making charges and purity. Currently, this scheme offers an interest rate of 2.5% per annum paid semi-annually. While you can buy as little as 1 gram of gold, the upper limit is 4 kilograms per fiscal for an individual and Hindu undivided families. Trusts and similar entities can invest up to 20 kg per fiscal year. SGBs can be transferred to any eligible investor. The tenure of SGBs is 8 years, with an exit option available from the 5th year onward. Sovereign gold bonds can be bought online as well as offline. You can apply for SGBs through commercial banks, stock exchanges, or designated post offices. Buying an SGB would require filling up the subscription form and providing a copy of your PAN, address proof, passport size photograph, and bank details.
Ideally, one should avoid investing in gold for their long-term goals simply because it is an unproductive asset class. Having said that, it does outshine whenever there is a crash in the equity market, and simply because of that purpose, many people prefer having a portion of gold in their portfolio because of its hedging quality. If you are one of those, then you may allocate a small portion of your portfolio to gold through SGBs. Buying SGB is the best way to have gold in your portfolio because of two reasons. One is that you get an additional 2.5% annual interest over and above the appreciation in the price of gold. Besides that, if they are held till maturity, the capital gains are completely exempt from tax. Alternatives to have gold in your portfolio could be buying a gold ETF and a gold fund, but if we compare them with an SGB, SGB is a much better option.